Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Temperatures across Israel are mild today, with Tel Aviv enjoying a gentle breeze and clear skies. Jerusalem is experiencing similar conditions. It's a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF has confirmed they have killed the Hamas platoon commander in Gaza. This follows the activities of Nihad Arouk, who trained terrorists and planned attacks. That's according to a report from JNS earlier this hour. Also, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps claims it targeted a U.S. command center in Syria. This is seen as retaliation for recent American actions. State media reported this development in the past hour. Also this hour, the U.S. has launched its fifth night of strikes against Iran as Israel considers its involvement. This comes as Washington plans to target infrastructure in Iran, according to Ynet. Separately, the Knesset has officially dispersed parliament. This legislative move includes extending mandatory army service to 32 months. That's from the Times of Israel. And finally, missile attacks have been reported in Qatar, Bahrain, and Kuwait amidst escalating Iran-US tensions. From X, the latest. Middle East 24, a regional news outlet, posted just minutes ago. Dr. Ahmed Huzaye argues that U.S.-Iran diplomacy is fundamentally flawed. He claims Iran's regime thrives on conflict rather than seeking stability. Times of Israel shared recently released footage. It shows U.S. Central Command deploying munitions against Iranian military targets earlier today. Ynet Global reports on changes within Israeli military intelligence. They discuss how the IDF is adapting post-October 7th, moving intelligence closer to the battlefield. Let's go deeper, starting with the IDF operation in Gaza. Earlier today, they confirmed taking out a key Hamas figure, Nihad Arouk. He was involved in training and planning attacks throughout the ongoing conflict. According to JNS, his removal aims to disrupt further assault plans against Israeli targets. This action signals Israel's continued focus on neutralizing threats in Gaza. Turning to Syria, the IRGC claims it struck a U.S. command center in Al-Tanf earlier. This follows recent American military actions against Iranian interests. As reported by state media, this could escalate tensions further between Iran and the U.S. The implications for regional stability remain concerning. Meanwhile, the U.S. continues its offensive against Iranian targets. Ynet reports Israel is evaluating potential involvement. Washington aims to hit critical infrastructure, yet Tehran appears cautious about escalating. This delicate balance may shape future diplomatic and military strategies in the region. Next, the Knesset's recent decision extends army service and disperses parliament. The Times of Israel notes this legislative blitz could affect Israel's domestic policy. Extending service months reflects ongoing security concerns impacting young Israelis. Finally, the missile attacks in the Gulf region underscore rising tensions. As Iran-US confrontations increase, other nations face potential spillover effects. Regional security dynamics remain in flux, with implications for international diplomacy. On the economic front. First, Brandlight has appointed Gal Ohana as chief of staff. CTEC reports this move follows a $30 million Series A funding round. The company is expanding its leadership as AI grows in marketing. Separately, a legal confrontation unfolds within Israel's Finance Committee. Walla Business reports on accusations against Chairman Milavitsky. This internal conflict might affect legislative processes and financial oversight. And finally, Moody's has maintained Israel's credit rating at Ba1. Ynet Business highlights the country's economic resilience despite geopolitical tensions. The agency forecasts growth if ceasefires hold, offering a positive outlook for the future. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 11 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.